Brandon talked to us about last week about he called the Eli Manning time, that anytime Eli's going to come over and quiz you, check your signals, you know it right. Right. You got caught up in Eli Manning time yet?
Yeah, a couple of times. I mean, I was on the page. Yeah, he quizzed me.
I guess that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You gave him the right answers? You were okay with
yeah? Yeah.
Like pop, you were good in pop quizzes in school, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Can't always be prepared for it.
Yeah. Got to be on your toes.
Yeah, you got to be on your toes, right?
Yeah.
Can't tell the teacher. You didn't call for a quiz today, right? You can't tell Eli. You're not supposed to quiz me now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this was like a pop quiz getting first team reps today, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
A little bit.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm prepared for it. I'm ready for it.
What do you hope to show your teammates and the coaches with the additional first team reps?
Just showing that they can trust me, and I'm that player that can fill in with the next man up mentality.
How much did you learn from the special teams return reps that you got in week one? I know that it probably didn't go as you planned, as you wanted. Do you feel like you've kind of overcome that and satisfied that they knew how you can move on from a mistake?
Yeah, I mean, mistakes happen, but you got to just move on and don't let it happen again. So that's what it is.
When you're in your position, is there ever a moment where you think one mistake is going to kill you, or can you not have that mentality?
Nah, you can't have that mentality, because I feel like if you just focus on making a mistake, that's when mistakes happen. You just go out there, and at the end of the day, it's football. You just go out there and play.
On the flip side, do you think one play can make me?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just go out there and show what you can do, and that can just open eyes.